Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, going to analyze the dispute between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda about how to generate chametz for those Menachot that demand chametz, which are the 10 loaves of Lachmei Todah and, of course, the Shtei Halechen. And Rav Meir said, Hasor bodelan mitochan umachmitzan, etc. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that's not the best way to do it. The best way to do it is to add it in to the measure. And the response to that was, that would either be chaserah or yoterah. My chaserah yoterah, how would that play out? Rashi already explained this in his commentary on the Mishnah. Rav Chista isata so'orava. If the dough that has the so'or in it is thick, meaning it's dense, then nimtzeit yoterah. Now, that's all based on the notion that the amount, the volume that we're putting in has to be reckoned based on what it originally was, not what it is now. So since originally there was more flour here than the normal density of flour would account for, because it's very dense dough, then you have more flour than the isaron. Midata isaron rakai, if on the other hand it's very soft and loose, then imtzeit chaserah. But the question is, sof, ki kakayo li saron, kakayo. But one way or the other, you're putting in any saron worth of stuff. We measure based on what the original amount should have been, not what it currently is. So why don't they just put in a regular saron out, take some out of it, be mechametz that amount, and then knead it back in. That's not Rameir's solution. Rameir's solution was to take it out after needed, being needed. The answer is, Zera Dilma Ati Lituye Me'alma. If somebody sees you doing that, they'll think that you're allowed to add so'or in from the outside from something that was not part of the original measure, and that, of course, is invalid. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Machbitzin B'Tapuchim. You can't use apples to be machametz. It's not getting me pirot. Shemachanim Megamli Alamru Machbitzin. He said you're allowed to. Rav Kahana Matim Abarabi Chanim Matradun. He had the dissenting rabbi is Rabbi Chanan Trajon. So then the question is, come on, Azla Hanitnam, the Mishnah that we have in Trumot, that says, Tapuach Shirisko, if you have an apple and you grated it, Tanobatocha Isa, and there's an apple of Truma, and you put it into Isa, a dough of Chulin, and a Chimtza, and it was Mechameit, Harezu Asura. The whole dough was now considered Truma. Come on. Lemechamim Gamliel, Hivalor Abanon. It sounds like it's Mechamim Gamliel who allows being Mechameit, let's say, a Mincha, with apples. The answer is afilu temer abanan nehina chametz gemur lo have, even though it's not sufficient to use for a mincha, nuksha miyahave, but it is partial chametz, and therefore it would count to reckon the dough as being truma. Amar Rav Ila. Now, this is opening a door that's going to take us all the way, really, to the Mishnah. Ein lecha kasha lekvitza yoter minchat chote. The hardest mincha to do the kmitza with is minchat chote, because in his read it's totally dry. It's not true. Minchat chote megabla b'mayim ukshera. You can mix it up with water and it's still kasher. So it doesn't have to be dry. So leim v'hakim yipalgi. So perhaps their machloket is as follows. Tamar sarar kamochein misharinan. Rav Ila says you have to measure things as they are, and therefore as they are, it has to be a fully saron of just flour. Omar sarar lekamochayu misharinan. Yitzchak Rav Dimi says, no, we measure based on what it originally was, and now that we add water in, that's okay. Lo, the kuleyam makamot shein misharin. Everybody agrees that we measure based on right now. Huvahakami palkin amar sama maicha reva. When the pasuk talks about mincha belulav chareva, dry, what does chareva mean? Chareva mishemen. Means it can't have oil. It can have other stuff in it. It just can't have oil. Umar savar chareva mikol davar. It cannot have anything else but flour in it, even water. So just a question of what you're allowed to put into a minchat chote. Now we have a Mishnah in Oktzim. Basar ha'egel shenitfach. Let's say you have a little piece of meat of a calf, and it was less than a kibetza, and then it grows, it puffs up, and it's now kibetza. Basar z'kenaz shenitmayach, or you have old meat that got melty down and is now less than a kibetza, which it was more than a kibetza earlier. Mishta'arin l'kamochein. We measure them l'kamochein. What does that mean? So we have an interesting lineup. Rav, Virabi Chia, Virabi Yochanan, Amri, Mishta'arin, L'Kemochehen, meaning the Mishnah's meaning of Kemochehen means you measure them as is currently. If currently it's Kebetza, it's Mekabel Tuma. If not, not. Shmuel opposite Rav, Rav Shimon Barabi opposite Rav Chia, and Resh Lakish opposite Rav Yochanan Amri, Mishtarin Likamochein. You measure them based on what their original amount was. Let's see if that works. Meitave Basara Egel Shaloyabo Kashir, if you have calf meat that wasn't big enough, Vitafachva Maral Kashir, and then it puffed up and got big enough, Tahor Lishavar, Vitamemi Kanulahaba. We don't count any tumah that it encountered before it got size, but now it is tame, which proves that we measure it based on the current size, not the old size. The answer is midrabanan. Okay, it's tumadrabanan. So yachim asefa, that won't work because v'chein pigul v'chein benotar. The same thing applies to pigul and notar. You can't say there's pigul and notar drabanan, meaning if you had less something, it was a meat that was pigul, and it was less than a kazayit, and then it kind of got bigger and it's a kazayit, you can't say now there's pigul drabanan. Yamar pishlam adorait anud ika pigul v'notar. Liyamar drabanan pigul v'notar v'drabanan meika. There is no such thing. So, ema v'chein betumat pigul v'chein betumat notar. What it means is that same tum'ah which we apply to pigul and notar, for which reasons you have to wash your hands, at tumat yadayim, susugya in psachim, that same tum'ah drabanan we also apply to this thing that got bigger. So it's tum'ah drabanan, and we're just referring to pigul and notar. Salka da'adachamenehuel v'tum'ah pigul v'tum'ah notar drabanan he, the tum'ah itself is drabanan, kuli habi drabanan lo'av drabanan, the rabbanan would not have extended their own rule so far to say, only if it used to be of size, used to be smaller, but it's now of size, then it's tameh. The answer is kamash polan, it is. Okay, let's see if this works. Toshma, basar zekena shayabo kashir v'tzamak. So you have meat that was of size and it got smaller, let's say it was old. Pachot mikashir, tamen shavar v'tamar mikanu l'habat. Anything that beforehand, before it got smaller, that it touched, became tameh, it's tameh. But anything it touches now, it's tahor. Amaraba, so what's the answer to all of this? Kol hechadami kara have bevashta lepe. If it was originally of size, but now it's not of size, halepe. There's no, it's not kashir, there's no tuma. Kol hechadami kara lo have bevashta have be. And if originally it wasn't of size, and now it is, so midirabonan. It's only tame midirabonan. Ki pligi, the machloket between Rav and Rab Yochanan, Rab Chia versus Shmuel, Rashim Rebbe, and Rab Shlokesh is, it had shear, it shrunk, and then it grew back. Demar Savar, this is now Shmuel on that school, Yeshtu Yichui Bisura. Once it's been diminished of size, it can never become Asur again. And therefore, you have to say that it's measured based on the original amount. Umar Savar ain't doing chubisura. Rav in that school will say there is no such thing. If it's not the size, it isn't. But if it goes back to the size, it is. But the question is, umikal madav yeshdi chubisura. That's not going to work because nobody could hold that. We certainly say this about kodshim, but nobody could hold that an item can become unfit for becoming called usur and never be fit again. Fatnan, watch this. Kibetza ochlin sheinicha b'chama v'nitmatu. Let's say a kibetza of food. You put it out in the sun, and as a result, it shrunk. And it's now less. Achen kazayit mina made kazayit non velach hashem and asheretz. All of these are shurim of tuma. Kazayit pigul, kazayit notaver, kazayit chelev tahorin. So if they shrink and they're below shear, they're tahor. Ein chayv nalei meshub pigul venotaver vechelev. You're not chayv for any of those things. He nichan mikshamim. And then let's say afterwards you put them out in the rain. Vetafchu. And as a result of the rain, they reblossomed and now they're of size. Tmein vechayv nalei meshub pigul venotaver vechelev. You're chayv now. Means the Isur has been restored. So the answer is Tiyufta, Lamanda, Ma'ishti, Chui, Bisur, and Tiyufta. The position that we proposed, that we thought maybe Shmuel would hold, which is Yeshti, Chui, Bisurin, nobody holds that position. It doesn't work. And we certainly can't ascribe it to Shmuel, to Resh Lakish, and Shimon the Rebbe. Okay, Toshma, we're still done with this. Tormin Ta'inin ala Grogorot B'minyan. You have nice figs, Ta'inim, and you have a bunch of dried figs. So you want to take the te'inim and give them as truma to cover the dried figs. You could do it, but you have to do it by count, not by size, because the grogorot are much smaller. If we accept the principle that you go back to the original size, then shapir, I understand, because originally, 10, let's say you want to give truma, so 2 of these figs, out of 100 figs would have been 2%. So now you've got to count 2 in order to give 2%. But if we look at them right now, then the grogorot together, there's a lot more of them, make up 98%. Tavalei marva b'masrot. You're giving too much masrot. And we have a brayta that says marva b'masrot perotav metukanim. If you give too much masrot, meaning not 10%, then you fixed what you're covering umasrotam lekukalim. But the masrot themselves need to be fixed. It's not the right amount. Elamai lekemochein. So it must mean that we go based on the original size, which is why we now do the count. That won't work because ema seifa. Look at the end. Let's say you have the opposite. Let's say you have a bunch of dried figs and a bunch of wet figs, and you want to give the dried figs. Then you do it based on measure, not based on count. If you agree that you're using the contemporary number, Shapir. If you're going back to the old number, then now you got the problem that you're giving grogerot based on a volume. But the original size would have been much bigger, so you're giving too much masrot. Back to that original problem. Halahacha, so the answer is, hacha b'truma gdola skinan. This breita is talking not about, a masrot, but truma gdola. Truma gdola, remember, has no real shear. And typically you give 2%. Veresha b'ayin yafa, v'seifa b'ayin yafahi. And an ayin yafa will give 1/40. And an ayin ra'ah 1/60, and benonit 1/50. And so therefore, if you're giving te'inim, the nicer way to do it is to give based on minyan, because then you're going to give more. If you're going to give the grogerot, it's better to do it based on measure, because then you'll give more. So you always want to give more. As long as it's not masrot, you're okay fluctuating the number. But does that work? I'achim asay from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Abba Haya, notel eser grogerot shemiktsua al tishim shebekalkala. He reports that his father, who's Rabbi Yossi, used to give 10 grogerot in this little basket to cover 90 that were in a big basket, 90 te'inim. Now, if you think this is talking about truma gedola, maybe truma gedola, esomai avite, why would you give 10%? That's not the right shear for truma, 2%. Alahacha b'trumat ma'aser askin, and the answer is we must be talking about trumat ma'aser. Now, according to everybody else, trumat ma'aser is given exactly by measure 10% of the ma'aser that the Levi got. Ma'aser min ha-ma'aser. However, we do have this opinion, which is Abba Elazar ben Gomel, who, nechshav lachem trumatchem. When it talks about trumat ma'aser, the Torah refers to, tells the Levim, this will be considered your truma. And the way he reads it is trumotchem. Shtei trumot ha-katum adabar. It's talking about two trumot. Achat trumat gdola, achat trumat ma'aser. Meaning that the text is alluding to the idea that Trumat Maaser for the Levim is like Truma Gdola that we give, and now they're compared. Kashem to Truma Gdola and Talit Ba'omer Machshava, just like Truma Gdola can be taken by eyeballing it, and also just by intending it and not saying anything. Kach Trumat Maaser and Talit Ba'omer of Machshava, same thing with Trumat Maaser. It's given by just eyeballing it and just having intent to give. Ma Truma Gdola Ba'in Yafa, and just like Truma Gdola, you should use generosity. Kach Trumat Maaser Ba'in Yafa, and therefore, should use generosity when giving Trumat Maaser, and therefore you want to use the Minyan when you're giving Ta'inim, and you want to use the Midah when you're giving Grogerot. Okay. Umina, and what's the conclusion from there? Rabbi Yossi, Abayanu tell us to go go to Miktsua, Tishim Shabakakala. There we go. Now, Iyamar Pishtam Le Kamochein Amrinan, if you agree that we go back to the original amount, Shapir, then I understand that you're giving a nice amount. Eliyamar Kamochahin, but if you're giving these 10 for the 90, and the 90 are Te'inim, and the 10, and the 10 are the Grogerot, and it's supposed to be about 10%. So 10 out of 100 is going to be 10%. But if you're doing it based on the contemporary measure, Batsilahu, you're giving less than you should, because Grogerot are dried out. So you got to remember, Lazar, Shani Grogerot, Ho'ili Achol Shokanach, Siran the Kamochahin. Suddenly everything in our sugya turns around because Rav Dimi comes with this report that Rabbi Elazar said, grogerot themselves are kind of unique. Why? Because you can boil them and bring them back to their original size, so we don't consider them to be really shrunk. Okay? We're not done yet. Tana Rabbanan, tormin te'inim ala grogerot, b'makom shirigilin lasot te'inim grogerot. If you have mixed figs and dried figs, you can give the figs for the dried figs, only in a place where they make figs into dried figs, where they typically dry them out. V'lo grogerot al te'inim, but you can never give grogerot to cover te'inim, filo mokosh akilim asot te'inim grogerot, even a place where they normally dry them out. Let's then analyze that. Amar mar. Tormin tenim al gorgor makom shurgilim lasot tenu gorgorod. You could do that. Shurgilim makom shurgilim lo. Only in a place where that's the custom. Hey chidami, what's going on? Eat the ika coin. If the coin's right there to give them the truma, makom shurgil amai lo. Even if it's a place where they don't normally dry out the figs, why can't you give him tenim? Fanan makom shish coin tormin ayafad. The famous mishnah in Trumot. If the coin's present, you always give them the best stuff. Wet figs are better than dried figs. El apshita like a coin. Must be talking about a case where the coin is not present. And then we're saying that only in a place where the custom is to dry out figs can you give ta'inim to cover. But if not, not. Ema seifa, but look at the second half. V'lo grogrot al ta'inim afilo makom shuragil asot ta'inim grogrot. You can never give grogrot to cover ta'inim even in a place where they do that. V'ita like a coin. If a coin's not there, am I low? That's what you should give, Adnan, makom she'ein coin, Torah min amit kayem. It's a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but the position of Chachamim is that if the coin's not present, you don't give the nicest thing, you give the thing that will preserve most, which is why you give a small total onion rather than a large cut onion. That's the famous machloket. So, el apshita dika coin, it must be, the sefer must be talking about a case where the coin's present. And we're saying that if the coin is present, that's why you can't give grogorot, even if the local custom is to make grogorot, because you have to give them the nice stuff. So rashid like a coin, say for the ika coin, she's saying the first clause is a case where there is no coin, and that's why we say it's only, you can only give ta'inim if it's a place where they generally make ta'inim into grogorot, but if not, not. Say for the ika coin, and the safe is a place where the coin is present. So the answer is in rashid like a coin, say for the ika coin. You're right. That we're going to say that the breita is really a split breita between a case where the coin is present and a case where the coin is not present. So Amar Papa, he has an observation about the way that we understand Mishnah. Shma mina dachkin makmina matnitan matnitin betray tami v'lo makmina betray tanai. That we would rather stretch and pull and generate an interpretation of our Mishnah that it is based on two different circumstances than rather than say it is authored by two disparate opinions. Okay, we will pause at this point. We'll pick it up with our study of Mishnah Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.